Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. That's right. Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to that show. And I'm glad you're here. And if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. Folks, it's very important that you take your business seriously, but you don't take yourself too seriously. And somebody that I think might know a little bit about that is our good friend Mary Cantando. And the reason I know that is because she is a grandmother. She's raised some kids and got grandkids like me. And if you get that far in life, you learn how to laugh at yourself, don't you, Mary?
That, boy, you better, Jim.
If you don't, you're going to be all alone not laughing. Everybody else is going to be laughing, right?
Right, right, right.
Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen, one of the top experts in small business that I know. And she is especially adept at helping women put their best foot forward. She's the author of Leading with Care, also The Woman's Advantage, and one of the best darn calendars I've ever seen that she produces every year. And she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back.
Always, always great to be here with you, Jim.
Good to have you back, Mary. So one of the things I often say is that the one thing that we can't synthesize, that we haven't been able to synthesize, is time. And we can't synthesize it in terms of making more of it. Like I use synthetic oil in my truck, you know, so we can make more of that, right? Mm-hmm. We can't make more time, but we can make more of the time we have, can't we?
That's right, and you're right, Jim. It's just, no matter how much money you have, no matter how powerful you have in the world, it's time is the great equalizer. It's the one thing that everybody gets. You know, we all get 24 hours. 365 days, no matter what else you've got going for you in your life, it's the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so one of the things that really hit, I mean, I have a few things that's helped me to improve my allocation of time, but I still have a long way to go. I still need to work to become more efficient. I wish I was a little more of fastidious about my time. Help us out with that. How do we get a little bit better with this?
Well, here's one thing that I do that I think a lot of people overlook. A lot of people go to very important conferences, or they go out to speak, or they go to really important events where they're going to be out of town for a day or two, and then when they come back, they're frantically trying to catch up, and they're trying to follow up on all the leads that they got from
right.
the day that they were out of town, right? And so
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden 3 weeks goes by and you haven't followed up on that very most important lead from
right.
the whole purpose for your being out of town. So one thing I do is every time I schedule an out-of-town trip of at least a day or more, I schedule the day immediately following that and I just block it off on my calendar as a catch-up day,
mm-hmm.
and I schedule no meetings for that day. So this way, when I schedule the actual event on my calendar, I schedule the follow-up day, and it allows me to do all the follow-up from the event in a really timely manner.
Right.
So, you know, you've got a couple of hot opportunities from the event you want to follow up on, and you do it right then the next day, and that sends a very strong message to those people who you are communicating with how important they are to you. So I think a lot
well,
of
well, and
just
the other thing that it does is, you know, a lot of times when you are at those events, whether it be a trade group, an industry trade group, or maybe even just a chamber event that you went to yesterday,
mm-hmm.
when there are oftentimes you'll make a note on their card or something like that, but sometimes you won't. And the good thing about doing it the next day is your memory's fresh.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, because then you think, now, who was that person I was talking to? And was it this one or this one?
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I mean, it definitely makes sense
because
to make a note on the card and to do that. But and you know something I do, Jim, is I'll take actual note cards with me because I'm big on writing handwritten notes.
Yeah.
I'll take note cards with me on a business trip.
You don't make the notes on your palm. You don't make the notes on the palm of your hand.
What's that?
You don't make the note on the palm of your hand. You use a note card.
No, but I'm talking about like sending them a note card as a follow-up.
Right. Oh, okay.
And I will in the hotel room that night.
Oh, you mean a real? You're not talking about an index card. You're talking about a real note card, like
exactly.
Like hey, it was good to see you, note card.
Exactly. And
oh.
And I'll write it out.
You're really good.
Fresh. Yeah. Yeah. But so just people spend so much time and so much money going to these events, and then they lose 75% of it in the follow-up.
Well, the reason I like the idea for doing it quickly is because your memory. But see, because even, you know, there are some people that you don't want to follow up with right away.
Mm-hmm.
You might have found out that they're going on vacation and won't be back for 10 days. So you want to schedule that. But the point is if you wait too long, you'll forget that that was what you want. You want that card to arrive not while they were gone, but when they get back. You know, those are
right. And so at that point, what you want to do is just schedule it on your calendar.
That's
exactly
right.
What you want to do.
Yep.
So the point is just to take that action immediately instead of losing the momentum and, again, the time, energy, money that you spent on that trip.
Capitalize on it. And let's convert this into ROI now. You
mm-hmm.
might say, if Mary takes a day to follow up, that takes a day. That doesn't give her back her time. Well, guess what, folks? If she can convert those people into prospects and then prospects into customers, then down the road, she won't have to work so hard to get the next customer. She's already done that. And that will give her time to do other things. It's a matter of the main thing, we're not synthesizing time. We're just using it more wisely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so don't even think about attending those events unless you've got a structured plan to
mm-hmm.
follow up on them.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else. If you have people, assign somebody to be the bulldog and say, okay, here's your job. When I come back, you get all my notes, you get all my cards, and you make sure that this company follows up with all these people, and I work for you on that project.
That's a good way to say that.
Make them own that. That way, because you're going to get busy, you know, fighting fires when you get back. Mary, I need your website, please.
Womansadvantage.com.
Are the calendars going to, can we order those soon?
They are. They actually just came in last week.
Can we order them now?
As always. Yes, yes.
We're going to talk about the calendars when we come back, folks, because I buy a bunch of them. Mary, I'm going to need about 3 dozen this year, I think.
Oh, that's exciting.
Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.